All right, everybody, good afternoon. Welcome in. This is Stick and Hack Reacts. I'm your host, Adam Grubb from Stick and Hack. That's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio in New York and host of The Pro Show. Happy to see you, Keith. Happy to have you here as we react every single Monday at noon to the week's golf news, PGA, LPGA, amateur ranks, whatever the case may be, whatever comes our way. And typically, on a weekly basis, we have a lot to talk about. It is a we're trying to move things into a time frame here because we have so many things to talk about. This week, I'm going to give an early reaction. Meh. We don't have a whole lot to talk about. We don't have a lot to discuss. But there's a couple things that stuck out for me. Number one, Victor Hovland is a winner from the weekend PGA event. He won the Worldwide Technology Championship, which sounds like something that you would find at like Palo Alto or something like that for a bunch of college students as they bring their inventions to town. But apparently, this was a golf tournament. Keith, your reaction to Victor Hovland?
You know, you got to give Victor Hovland a big thumbs up. This guy, he's been a story for a little while now, and he hasn't let us down. I mean, he's never missed a cut in a major. You know, he's 24 years old. He's had three wins. The last time a European was that young and had three wins was Rory back in 2012. So that's a pretty impressive list to be on. He is, last year he won the Mayakoba. He won this year. He's 20 under last year, 23 under this year, 43 under in 2 years. Is that good?
It's damn good. He's a second time winner of this, this tournament.
Yeah. The last guy to repeat up. Yeah, he just repeated. And the last guy to repeat on the PGA Tour was Brooks when he won the PGA back in 2018, 2019. So, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot. And, you know, quite honestly, he's got three wins on the PGA Tour, Puerto Rico, Mayakoba, and Mayakoba. So I think he's like the resort king. You know, he's like the all-inclusive specialist. I don't know. I mean, the guy, he's really good. And you know, going into the Ryder Cup, everybody said he was the guy that was going to lead the European team. He's going to be kind of the quiet MVP. He comes to these events. He's playing well all the time. He's jumped up to now number 10 in the world. And the way he plays off the tee and the way he putts, I mean, the guy's really solid. There's not much you could say about him other than if you don't like his smile because he's always smiling.
Yeah. So Victor Hovland, who is always in the conversation too, and you know how I love fantasy golf and how great I am at it. I'm really, really good at it. Victor is always in that conversation, though, because he's Steady Eddie, and he doesn't do a lot. There's not a lot of times where he's just not even competing. He just doesn't win a lot. However, winning the same tournament back-to-back is a pretty cool accomplishment. What was awesome and what was great about the field? Was there anything special about this win, or was it pretty much a wire-to-wire Victor Hovland victory?
Well, no, it wasn't wire to wire. I mean, Matt Wolff started with the first 2 days leading the golf tournament after 36 holes and then had a bad Saturday. That's his Oklahoma State teammate, of all things, right there, of Victor Hovland. But what was cool about the Victor Hovland story was that on Wednesday, the day before the tournament, he was hitting balls on the range and he was next to Danny Lee. And Danny Lee has been infamously doing some speed training where he swings really, really hard. You know, your buddy Bryson, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And Hovland said, hey, my driver is an inch longer. Why don't you try and see how far you can hit it with my driver? So Lee swings as hard as he can, and he snaps his driver in half. So the eventual tour winner did it with someone else's driver. He did it with James Hahn's driver, who's another PGA Tour player. He had to borrow it. He had a similar ping driver with specs to that of what Hovland, his gamer, was. And so the day before the tournament, Danny Lee snapped his driver in half. I would love to have seen Victor's classic smiling face at the moment with which he saw like the thing just splinter into a million pieces. But I think that's a pretty cool story, you know, or an aside to what's going on there. I mean, at the end of the day, he beat Carlos Ortiz by four shots. Right now, Carlos is a cool story because he's from Mexico. The event was in Mexico. He birdied six of his last seven to come in second, although it is, you know, to lose by four. JT was there in third, Scottie Scheffler, Matt Wolff, Joaquin Neiman. I mean, he beat a good field. I mean, there was a strong field there. Brooks was there. There was a lot of really good players there. And, you know, Hovland beat them all by four. Guy's strong. Really good at him.
Let me go back to the Danny Lee story. Because I actually stopped listening the last 45 seconds of your stats there. Let's go back to the Danny Lee story. So I have a question for you. Was this a stick or hack move from Danny Lee to break a driver the day before a tournament who's your buddy's driver. I mean, put this in real world terms. You're at the range with your friend, and you got member that weekend, and all of a sudden you say, "Oh, let me take a whack at that driver there, Brett," and then you hit it and you break it, and you go, "Ah, shoot, sorry about that."
As the story goes, Hovland offered it to him because it was different than Lee's own. I mean, Lee is definitely a stick. He's got back-to-back top tens on the PGA Tour. But was it a hack move?
Or hack move? Stick move because he broke a driver because he swung it so hard, hit the ball so hard, that's a stick. Or is it hack because he broke the thing before a major tournament? Not a major.
Well, I got to go stick. Yeah, I got to go the stick route because he did it. It's not like he did it by snapping it over his knee. You know, he did it within a swing, and he swung so hard he just, you know, he probably did Victor a favor. I mean, there's probably something compromised in the shaft, and he just let it rip.
Yeah,
figuratively.
All right, well, that's good. All right, let's go to number two here on the Stick and Hack Reacts, and that is the yardage and green books. Now, you know, either A, we are digging deep for news here in this wraparound golf season, or this is a big deal because this is something that's been talked about. In fact, Mike Hembree wrote about it on Friday for StickandHack.com, as well as we're talking about it here on Stick and Hack Reacts. It was fodder for the weekend as well, as some of the pros came out and said this is frustrating and annoying. Give us the details of what you know of the rule change for 2022. Yet again, another kind of only affects the pros type rule, but that's who we watch. And if rules came out to change MLB or the NBA, the NFL specifically, it doesn't affect the amateur players on the weekends, but it does here affect the pros. Tell us about the green and yardage book ruling for 2022 and your reaction specifically, as that's the name of the show.
Yeah, my reaction would be meh. You know, a lot of people think that removing these things is going to put the skill back in the hands of the player. The decision-making and the judgment calls are going to rely more on the player caddy team. It's going to speed up play. I'm not really sure that any of those things are really going to happen. I guess first and foremost for our fans, you got to kind of explain what those green reading books look like. They almost look like a temperature chart, and the more severe, you know, so there's an outline of the green. And then on that, it's red where the slope is the most severe, and it's green where it's the most flat. And there's degrees in there, and, you know, kind of gives the person who is reading the book and then reading, you know, and then assessing that and then comparing that to the green, how much break there is based upon maybe 1 degree or 3 degrees of slope. 3 degrees would be a lot. But, you know, so overall, things have kind of grown into this world where guys do practice rounds and they walk out with their own track man and they measure every shot on the golf course. So, you know, obviously this is akin to very much your Bryson DeChambeau's of the world. And he's a very avid greens book reader. The players, you know, what's interesting about this, Adam, the one upside to this react would be that the players are the ones that want them removed. So that's interesting to me, you know, and you know, what's your opinion of that?
I didn't know that. That's number one. I had no idea that the players were calling for it and wanting it. Are they trying to level the playing field? Or are they trying to bring the for those that can read a green and understand it and do the homework ahead of time that gives them more of an advantage? What I don't know. That my reaction is confusion.
Well, I think it's cool because I think good players want to compete and they want skill to win out overall. And I think that what's good about this in the long run is that we love tournaments as fans where we see the players are challenged and they struggle or they go to a new golf course. And when are those most likely? Those are when there's majors or there's bad weather, right? To go to Mayakoba and watch these guys play in Paradise isn't the most entertaining thing. But had it been blowing like it was in Bermuda and you saw those guys struggle and fight like, you know, Lucas Herbert did a week ago, I mean, that to me was way more entertaining. And I think that when you remove those greens books and the guys have to make decisions in order to compete and challenge one another, I think that that makes them more relatable. I think that we don't carry around greens books. So right. Watching them do that makes them seem more unrelatable. At the end of the day, I think that the players are getting rid of them because they want skill to win out overall. And I think that that really sends out a nice message to the fans that like, hey, that we want to do this the right way. And, you know, I think it makes it cool. Is it going to speed up play? Probably. I mean, nothing speeds up play on the PGA Tour. If you're playing for $1 million.
It's It's the exact same with baseball. They try to speed up the game in baseball by this pitching shot clock and this whole thing. And baseball is still as slow as it's ever been and will continue to be because that's the game. And this is the game of professional golf. And I disagree with you on one point there, and that is the that nobody, no amateur uses a yardage book. There's a guy at the club that uses one, and he is made fun of specifically and targeted every single time he pulls that stupid thing out. And he says, oh, I said, this is your club. You play here five times a week. Why do you need that thing? What is the what possible gain could come from carrying that around except looking like a complete tool as you do?
Well, I mean, yardage books aside, they're still going to have yardage books. It's just the green reading charts. And to be honest, when you read into the memo from the PGA Tour to the players, they can still create their own yardage book, right? They could put handwritten notes in there. So someone could, somebody like Bryson, who relies upon it so much, will probably go in there and draw on as many things as he can as he goes through the process of his practice rounds. He'll stay up to like midnight. He'll probably hire like a greens reading, sketch artist.
100%. Yeah. He will have his protractor out there and things are going to get loose for Bryson late night after the range closes down for him at 10 p.m. under the lights. And then he's going to go out and draw the greens book. Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio and host of the Pro Show, which happens every Friday. Make sure that you go and find that on your favorite podcast platform, Stick and Hack Show as well. And as a reminder, guys, for those of you who are newer to Stick and Hack, we do this every single Monday at lunch, Keith and I, and it is the highlight of many's week, which just shows you specifically what their week is like. However, it is the highlight of some, and we're excited for that. He's Keith Stewart. I'm Adam Grubb. This is Stick and Hack Reacts. Keith, enjoy your day and enjoy your week, sir.
Hey, this has been the highlight of my week, Adam. Enjoy the grub.